We're at the Mulford's Farm today in southeast Indiana, really highlighting and celebrating the Conservation Reserve Program. Talk to me a little bit about the event here today and the significance behind it.
What a wonderful event. I want to thank Bob and Ellen Mulford for opening up their home and showing us what they, the practices, the Conservation Reserve Program practices that they have put in place on this family farm. This farm has been in the Mulford family since 1940. It was a working farm. 5 years ago, Dr. Mulford and his family began working with the USDA Farm Service Agency as well as our sister agency, the Natural Resource Conservation Service, and we're very interested in the various CRP practices that that we offer through the Conservation Reserve Program. Particularly, they are interested in CRP programs that will assist them when it comes to such things as soil quality, as well as some water quality, as well as wildlife habitat. And we've had the opportunity today to learn and see some of those practices in place.
When you have a farm like this that goes from 60% row crop to 100% conservation practices, I'm assuming that doesn't happen very often. But what are some of the things that, some of the farmers and landowners here today can learn about the CRP program and, the significance and important role it plays?
The Conservation Reserve Program was first established in the 1985 Farm Bill. It has been in place for a little over 30 years. The Conservation Reserve Program is not a one-size-fits-all program. Rather, there's a number of different practices within the Conservation Reserve Program that can assist working land to assist farmers and landowners in making their farm more productive. We have opportunities within the Conservation Reserve Program in order to create some buffer strips, which will help farmers that are planting row crops. We also have an opportunity within the Conservation Reserve Program in order to create some windbreaks, which is very important as far as for making sure that soil erosion as well as wind erosion that takes place within the countryside can be reduced or even eliminated. We also have, through the Conservation Reserve Program, we have an opportunity to create buffers around near woodlots or around a field in order to put pollinator in place. And a pollinator is something that is very important to the agriculture community. It is something that we have seen in reduction in the last few years as far as with honeybees and pollinating that is taking place. And as a result, through the Conservation Reserve Program, landowners who are interested in reintroducing pollinator practices to their farm, they should contact the local farm service agency.
As we see this emphasis on the pollinators and even on the monarch butterfly populations, are you seeing a lot more interest in programs like CRP and in those types of conservation programs to help rebuild those populations?
We've seen a tremendous amount of interest in programs like CP42, which is a practice within the Conservation Reserve Program. We've seen a tremendous amount of interest in the Midwest and in the upper Midwest for enrolling land or re-enrolling Conservation Reserve Program land into a pollinator practice. We have also seen a tremendous amount of interest by family farmers that are interested in various buffers, riparian buffers, as well as filter strips in order to help hold back the land and to make sure that the working land that they have becomes even more productive.
If folks want to find out more information, what's the best way to do so?
I would encourage them to contact their local farm service agency. Here in Indiana, we have over 70 farm service agency local offices, and we have farm service agency offices in all 50 states in this country. So reach out to your local farm service agency office.